Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Home-Based Business Guide to Write-Off, Almost Anything by Doug Collins, is a practical tax guide for home-based entrepreneurs in the United States and Canada. Written for freelancers, contractors, coaches, course creators, affiliate marketers, direct sales and network marketers, real estate investors, and gig workers. The book explains how to identify legitimate tax deductions and document them properly. Its purpose is not simply to list expenses, but to show how tax authorities evaluate a home-based business, what records support deductions, and why consistent bookkeeping matters. The book is especially focused on helping readers reduce overpayment caused by uncertainty, weak record-keeping, or misconceptions about what can legally be claimed. Rather than treating taxes as an abstract accounting topic, it reframes them as a practical system of business evidence, compliance, and organization. That makes the book useful for readers who want a clearer, more defensible approach to tax planning without getting lost in technical jargon. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the book redefines tax deductions as documentation-backed business decisions. By focusing on the support behind deductions, it helps readers understand why organization throughout the year is more important than trying to reconstruct expenses at tax time. That is one reason the book appeals to self-employed readers who may not have formal accounting training. Secondly, the home office and household use rules that make home-based work tax relevant. This topic is especially relevant because home-based businesses are common across many industries. Yet tax rules still depend on facts rather than labels. The book therefore helps readers avoid two common errors, claiming too little because they are uncertain or claiming too much without a defensible basis. Thirdly, why mileage logs, receipts, and income summaries matter as audit defense. This focus gives the book a concrete operational edge. Instead of assuming readers already have bookkeeping habits, it explains why those habits are part of the tax strategy itself. In that sense, record keeping is treated as a form of risk management, not merely administration. Fourthly, how the book explains profit intent and the line between business and hobby. This topic gives the book depth beyond deduction lists. It teaches readers how tax authorities think about intent, which is especially useful for freelancers, side hustlers, and newer entrepreneurs whose operations may not yet look traditional. Lastly, a tax guide built for home-based entrepreneurs across several modern industries because it addresses common entrepreneurial work patterns rather than only classic small businesses. The book is especially useful in a modern economy where many people earn income from multiple channels. That gives it a wider application than a standard deduction reference. In conclusion, this book is best suited for home-based business owners, independent contractors, freelancers, and side business operators who want a clearer understanding of what can be deducted and how to support those deductions properly. It is especially useful for readers who feel uncertain about home office claims, vehicle expenses, meal deductions, or the record keeping needed to make those claims defensible. Its main benefit is practical clarity. It explains taxes in terms of business behavior, documentation, and audit readiness rather than intimidating technical language. That makes it valuable for entrepreneurs who want to keep more of what they earn without relying on guesswork. Compared with many tax books, it is more focused on the lived reality of home-based work and less on abstract tax theory. It also stands out by addressing how tax authorities evaluate profit intent and business legitimacy, which gives the reader a more complete understanding of compliance. In a category often filled with generic deduction lists, this book is more operational. It teaches not only what to claim, but how to build the records and habits that make claims credible over time. If you would like to support Doug Collins, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.